Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Big Ten Network analyst, former player Howard Griffith. Howard, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Great.
We are doing good, Howard. You know, this decision by the Big Ten to focus on only conference only is going to have, I think, a huge national impact because of some of the national games that they were going to play, Washington and others outside of it, Alabama. You know, what impact do you think this has ultimately on the likelihood of a season going forward?
Well, I think it's going to be part of it, and I think there's so many, I would say, let's call them tracks that I think all the commissioners of all the conferences are going down. And I think ultimately for me, from my perspective, I thought that it was going to be best for conferences to play conference-only games from the standpoint that then it could be universal testing amongst those member conferences. And there's without a doubt going to be an issue with some of the group of five being able to test their testing protocols based against some of the other conferences out there that may have more revenue and more resources that may test 3-4 times a week versus a conference that may only test once a week. And, you know, it is unfortunate because I think if you just look at the MAC conference, who has huge ties with the Big Ten, I think you're talking about contracts or missing those games or somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 to maybe $20 million.
Wow.
In guarantees that those MAC universities were going to go straight to their bottom line. So this is a significant decision, but I think ultimately it's the best decision for the Big Ten to try to give themselves some flexibility in being able to make up games and maybe pushing the season back just a little bit to buy some more time.
Yeah, you know, Howard, it's interesting that you say that about the MAC conference because it almost is as if there are unintended consequences of this decision by the Big Ten, but also it looks like the Pac-12 is going to follow suit. The ACC might do this as well. Those, you know, quote-unquote buy games might force some of these other, you know, smaller schools, group of five schools, to not play football in the fall and follow what the Ivy League has done. You think that's a possibility?
I think it's very realistic, or even worse. I mean, they make it through this year, but they may not be able to continue on.
Hmm.
This is significant. And you look at it across the board, no matter what level you're looking at, I don't believe the universities have ever looked at a situation where revenues weren't continuing to go through the roof, right? There was always building, having a chance to get around all these campuses, the 14 Big Ten conferences during the spring, during the fall. There's always cranes. There are cranes everywhere, constant building going on, not just around the athletic facilities, but the university as a whole. So they were accustomed to these revenues continuing to soar, and I'm not sure that, you know, we're taught as young people growing up, you always got to have that rainy day fund. You got to have that 6 to 8 months to a year of backup for you. And I don't think universities necessarily have had to look at anything like that because of the way revenues and incoming tuition fees that were coming in. They haven't had to face that type of situation as they are facing right now.
Yeah, so we're talking to Howard Griffith, two-time Super Bowl champ in the NFL. Illinois roots. By the way, for the Illini, how awful would this be? You guys showed some real life last year, right? The games you lost, you almost won a lot of them. Nobody's going to forget that great game with Wisconsin when you beat them. That was sick. I mean, that turned the entire country over on its back. But and the recruiting energy, I think, is pretty good. You could make the case that of all the schools in the Big Ten, Illinois really needs this season because for the first time in a while, they've got some momentum.
You've got a little momentum. Yeah, no question about it. But, you know, there's some other teams out there. I mean, you mentioned Illinois, but you look at Purdue, who I think has one of the most explosive players that didn't get a chance to play a lot, Rondale Moore, who I think if he decides to come out next year, it's going to be a first-round draft pick. He can do it all from the receiver position. Is really dynamic and help in the return game. Mm. But they have a stable of wide receivers that can make plays. What Coach Brohm has done over Purdue has really been remarkable. They just need to get their defense together because they've been able to score points when they're able to stay healthy.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of great storylines.
Yeah, listen.
That are coming up, but it's going to be tough.
Love the conference. I mean, I've been to a lot of the stadiums. The Big Ten is my favorite conference. I'm not saying it's the best. That's the SEC. But the Big Ten's probably Big Ten's probably my favorite. Let me ask you this, Howard. Because Teague and I were debating this before. Like, to me, if you play one game this season, then you have to construct a path for a national championship. And Teague's point was, and Teague, tell me if I misrepresent, I don't think I will, that without the non-conference games, it's really hard to deduce which teams are truly championship viable. It's very hard to get a committee that anoints the four best teams. And even though Teague might be right with that, if we're going to play any part of a season, I got to have at least a path for a championship. Where do you stand?
But it's also the staggering of the conference schedule. We have no idea when teams are starting and when they're finishing. And, you know, how do you have any congruency?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. And I think, quite frankly, this may just be one of those years where it's going to be a lot of debate, a lot of discussion, even more so than it has been in previous years or even going back to the BCS era. You know, I think conferences are ultimately, you know, getting rid of these non-conference games also gives them the ability to move games around, show some flexibility. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw some of the traditional rivalries that you normally would see late in the year that you may see earlier. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So I think the conferences that have the most flexibility are the ones that are going to be able to try to maneuver through this. With all that being said, we look around the country and, you know, the positive test rates are continuing to climb.
Yeah.
So we don't know. I mean, it's not like we're 3 months ago and we could say, okay, let's wait a minute. We still got time. We know right now we've got the WNBA, the NBA. We've got hockey also, you know, MLS soccer.
Golf.
Baseball trying to get going, golf. So I think these conferences are all looking at one another. And they're all working with, I believe, on multiple tracks to how to have a successful season, even to the point where you move it to the spring, which creates another set of issues.
Yeah.
When you start to talk about eligibility for players, when you talk about scholarship counts for schools. So, I mean, this thing is just, it's obviously we've never seen anything like this before. I think the most important part is that not only we're able to keep the students safe, but the student athletes, we're not putting them in a situation where they're risking their health. They're risking the health of their family members that want to support them all the time, each and every week.
Yeah.
But it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. We were having a conversation, Howard, about Jim Harbaugh before you came on. And, you know, part of it was about, you know, some of his comments that physical contact doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to pass on and you could pass on the coronavirus. But the other side of it was he was about to sign an extension before the coronavirus pandemic hit. And we were debating, and not really debating because I think we both agree, like, he deserves an extension. I don't see Michigan going in another direction. Despite some of his failures, the team has been relevant. Michigan is always in the conversation. Is he fully justifying his $8+ million salary? It's open for debate, but he deserves an extension with Michigan and should be there as long as he wants, correct?
I think so. I think, you know, a lot of people will point to the inability to beat Ohio State is in some fans' eyes is, hey, is fireable offense, but that's nothing new when we talk about the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, right?
Yes.
That's not new. It's not realistic, but that's that fan base. And to me, I mean, he's obviously, Coach Harbaugh is very polarizing, but one of the things that I have a great deal of respect for him for is, you know, he's always, for the most part, on the side of the student athlete. And even as far as taking his teams, you know, we talk about these spring trips that they take, and whether it's to South Africa, whether it's to Rome. Tiki, you guys know this. There's really, I don't care how much money that you make as a professional, those bowl trips, those trips that you took with your teammates in college, are some of the best trips we had.
You're
because
right.
It would be, for some degree, things were so pure, and you were with your buddies, and you know we were sitting there. I can remember, Tiki. We went out to California, right? And we're playing USC, and we're staying in a 5-star hotel. We don't know it's a 5-star hotel. We're complaining because we got to get in a golf cart to get to our room.
Oh, that's funny. It's like, the elevator should be right here.
It should be right here. What are we doing? Why do they have 8 floors here? This is a problem. So from that perspective, being able to expose team to all the things that are going on out in the world and allow them to have that opportunity, you know, with their teammates, to me is terrific.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he makes a lot of money. He's there to win a Big Ten championship. That hasn't happened. He's there to win a national championship. That hasn't happened. But I still think he does an unbelievable job for Michigan football. And he is, when you talk about marketing, I don't know if they could have spent enough money for the marketing dollars that he has generated just from being Jim Harbaugh.
We're on the same page, complete same page with that, really with everything. Howard, good spot. When there's a season, if there's a season, we'll certainly utilize you a little bit more. Good conversation, buddy. Thank you very much.
Hey, appreciate it, fellas. Stay safe and enjoy the weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.